Hey, it's Beth here, episode 423. Today, I went to go see Moving On, and I'm in shock. It was so horrible. Paul Weitz wrote it and directed it, the guy who did About a Boy with a Hugh Grant, adorable movie. People learn, people change. It's all about love. I thought this was going to be great. The only thing that was great about it was the trailer. If you saw the trailer, stop now. You'll be happy. I shouldn't have gone to this movie. Anyway, it's supposed to be a dark comedy. It's not funny. It's not funny at all. It's a very, very upsetting theme. And the kids in the movie, before she even leaves, she's leaving her dog with her daughter and grandchildren. They have no interest in her. I've never seen people behave like this. There isn't anybody likable in this entire story. It's so horrible. The only person who's likable is the friend who died, the daughter, and she's treated like dirt. She's meant to absorb so much pain and so much misunderstanding, and nobody gives her a moment's notice. These two amazing women, Jane and Lily, are in this story so unlikable. It's the bad guy, Malcolm, is terrible, and I get it. But he says to Jane, you are never going to be happy. You don't add a love. And it's true. Her ex-husband, Richard Roundtree, it was so nice and so deep, plays her ex-husband, sees her at this funeral where Lily Tomlin spills in the middle of it that the woman's mother was actually a lesbian and just married to this guy for 45 years for no good reason. She listens to that. The whole event is ruined by Lily. Oh, everybody gets over it. It's not a big problem. And the daughter is so nice. She goes up to Lily and she says, "You're right. I have letters." She's so kind. Lily doesn't say, "How does it make you feel?" or "Can I help you?" Gives her a moment's attention. It's just like, it's like a tractor trailer going through a playground, just mowing everybody's feelings down. That's what these two women are doing. And Jane Fonda, okay, Malcolm hurt her, he raped her, and 45 years ago. And he's a alcoholic, but a upstanding citizen who never did anything else wrong. I'm like, what? So all she wants to do is kill him. And we think that Richard Roundtree is going to change her mind and they're going to have a nice talk. And because she had left Richard as a husband because of all this, Richard says to her, "Why'd you leave me?" She won't tell him. And then she sleeps with him. She wakes up the next morning and the grandkids are there because they live in the house. She has no concern for anyone else's feelings. And she's supposed to be my age. And I'm telling you, over 65, we figured some things out. You don't get to do exactly what you want to do when your children and your grandchildren are watching. You don't. Okay? Well, not in this movie. It goes on and on. It's like everyone else in the movie is on Thorazine. They, you know, Lily did that at the remembrance. Then they come to the funeral and they have their picture taken in front of the body. When Malcolm finally dies, another car hits him. They're laughing. I mean, this is not a dark comedy. This is psychotic. There's nothing real about this. And I'm telling you, the two of them don't even look like they're having a good time. Then there's this little boy in the story. And he comes to a room, Lily's room, and he wants to play checkers. She says she's too busy. She's not too busy. She gives him a pair of, like, ruby earrings that his parents find. And it causes a commotion. And Lily's all, like, She's created this problem for this child that she doesn't even know, that she can't even have time to play checkers with. And then in front of the car, she's telling him what bad parents they are and that she'd make this incredible grandmother. Well, she doesn't. She's left in care of this little boy and she leaves. She's not thinking. She's not caring. Oh my God, this movie. It's only made $750,000. on 800 screens. It was the last thing to be picked up at a big, big event, and it was only picked up because these two were in it, and Malcolm McDowell, everybody wanted to see him again. He gets nothing. He has nothing to do in this film. He's a great actor. So is Richard Roundtree. They get nothing in this movie. Nothing at all. It is... I just hope it doesn't go to Europe. I don't want people thinking that we're like this in any way. It was depraved. It was awful. So, a terrible review. I don't even want you to spend your money. I really don't. I don't want you to give it any support whatsoever. And if it comes out and it's free on Netflix, watch it. But wow, how they could have read the script and wanted to do it, I'll never know. So, I'm in a terrible mood. I put you in a terrible mood. So I'm going to tell you the best joke I ever heard. I'm going to just shake it off. I'm going to tell you the story. It's a story about these two guys. They're old. Raj and Bob. They start out together. Their parents, their mothers are best friends. They go through school together, everything. They meet these two guys at the USO, fall in love with them, get married, live across the street from each other. They have babies 2 days apart, Roger and Bob, forever known as Raj and Bob. They go to school together. They go into the army together. They marry twins. These two are the best friends. They are closer than twins ever could be. Raj and Bob. And so then the parents die. They get the homes. They live across the street from each other. To send their kids to school. Everybody's as happy as they can be. The twins, the girls love having these Raj and Bob. It's like the four of them are inseparable. Kids all graduate from school. Everybody goes on, gets married. They're amazing parents and amazing grandparents. Everything is wonderful. Till Raj and Bob turn 80. The saddest thing happens. Raj dies. It's unthinkable to Bob that he could live on. Unthinkable. So what happens is Bob starts failing. He can't eat. He can't think. He can't sleep. He can't live without Raj. Nobody can help him. The wives, the grandchildren, nothing can stop this grief that Bob is feeling. It's over. He's lost 20 pounds. And all he does is lie in bed. One night, like 2 months into this, he is on his last leg. Bob's sound asleep. He gets knocked over out of bed. It's Raj. Raj looks at him, he goes, "What are you doing?" Bob's like, Raj, oh my God, you're here. Oh my God, tell me how you're doing, tell me you're okay, just tell me everything's gonna be all right. Raj goes, are you kidding me? I'm as happy as I can be. I live in paradise, the views, the world, the weather, everything, unbelievable. Food is, I can eat all day long, anything I want, all day long. The view's panoramic. The females, best part of it, Bob, best part, the females are insatiable. I got it all. Bob goes, Raj, oh my God, you're in heaven. Raj looks at him and he goes, I'm not in heaven. I'm a rabbit in Montana. So there. I hope I've made it up to you. I didn't want to leave you on that sour note with that sour movie. So, rabbit in Montana, you can tell that joke to anybody. And I have never told it to anybody and not gotten a laugh. In fact, I'm telling it to you today because yesterday I told it to a guy named David who I never saw laugh. I never saw his teeth. Laughed out loud. Try that joke on anybody and you see what happens. Stay sane, and I will be back.